Well, it's great to have Brian Davenport on the broadcast with us today, a businessman for over 40 years. And today we're talking about business, and he's talking about kingdom business. What are you talking about, Brian?
Well, I'm talking about our real business for every businessman and business lady out there is kingdom business. Now, Jesus, he was a carpenter by trade, but his real divine appointment in life was kingdom business. And for each and every one of us, it is about kingdom business being about his business. And the minute we get our sights set on his business, he takes care of all our little things that we got going on. He takes care of every annoyance we have. He takes care of every shortage we have. He takes care of every detail. When we get our eye on the bullseye, the bullseye today is to be about his business, which is kingdom business. You men and women are called to be about the kingdom and about the business of the kingdom, about the sharing of the gospel. We have seed that's put in our hands that we might sow it. You know, if all the gold and all ball and all the finances belong to him. It all belongs to him. So when we get about kingdom business, he begins to put those finances in our hands. He begins to give us a net-breaking, boat-sinking load to operate with. More than enough. We're not men of lack. We're not men who operate in lack. We're not women who operate in lack. But we operate in the abundance of Jesus Christ. And in him there is no shortage. That you can find no shortage in Jesus.
That's right.
We're designed to be more than conquerors. We're designed to be overcomers.
Yeah.
And we overcome the things of this world when we have our eyes focused on God and on God's business. When we're about God's business, then all things come into our hands.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about having this little mustard seed of faith, because no, guys, we got a basket full of mustard seed. We got a pocket full of mustard seed.
Yeah.
We got plenty of mustard seed. We got all the faith we need, because when we're about kingdom business, we're no longer operating in the natural. We're operating in the supernatural.
Supernatural.
The supernatural, then we become all things to all men, all things to all women. We become the righteousness of Christ. We become overcomers. And, you know, an overcomer, when you overcome a land, you become a master over it. So an overcomer, in real theory, he's the master over the enemy.
Yeah. So you are saying, Brian, that Jesus was a carpenter, but that was not his main focus.
That's right. That's, you know what, guys, we're not about, you know, Jesus was a carpenter. He had that as his income and his trade. Paul was a tent maker. But whatever your vocation is, wherever you are, whichever job you're working on, you're in that job to be about kingdom business there. You're there to bless others, to be a blessing. You're called to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath,
yeah.
The lender, not the borrower. Now, that's who you are.
Yeah.
That's who Jesus says you are.
Yeah.
You're not what the world says.
Yeah.
You're not what mine says. You're who he says. And the focus is today to get about kingdom business. When you're in your job, you think about, what would Jesus do in this job today?
Yeah.
Because the minute you begin to follow him and get your focus on him, you become great. Because everything he didn't do anything that wasn't great. He didn't operate in anything that wasn't great. And we already know, said, well, who is it? One of the disciples begin to talk, said, who's the greatest among us? They begin to argue. And I can see him laughing. He says, no, the greatest among you is servant to all.
Yeah.
So, in that marketplace, we begin to serve those in authority around us. We begin
That's right.
to serve those that, you know, you meet the same people on the way up as you do the way down.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you go to helping everybody around you, guess what? They can't wait to help you.
That's right.
And we got some helper who's designed and waiting to help us. He can't wait to help us. He's he loves it when I know when I ask the Holy Spirit to come and help me with this situation, this job, whatever it is I'm trying to do. He says, I can't wait. I've been waiting for you to ask because I was designed to come and to help you, to lead you, to guide you, to teach you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, when our focus is on kingdom business,
kingdom.
Guess what? He's there.
He's kingdom, yeah.
He is there, and he can't wait to help us.
That's right. Well, Jesus was 12 years old, and his parents couldn't find him, and his response was, well, I've just been up and about my father's business, about the kingdom business. So I know there's a lot of people out there. You've been in business over 40 years. So just say a prayer for these business people that their focus is on the kingdom. And before you go, I know you're driving down the highway today, but just say a prayer for these business people.
Lord, I just release your blessing. Your physical, financial, spiritual blessing upon these men and women, these mighty men and women of God who you've equipped to be about kingdom business, that you've given all the gifts of the Holy Spirit that they might be about your business. I just release kingdom mentality into their minds and their ears of who they are. They're sons and daughters of the Most High God. They're God's champion. They're the salt of the world. They're the light of the world. That's who you say they are, friends of Jesus. No longer do I call you servants, but sons and daughters. Friends, your best friend is the Holy Spirit. He is your best friend. What could be sweeter? What could be more precious than that? Than to know that your best friend is Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you for these men and women today. I thank you that they're blessed to be a blessing, that when they go into the marketplace today, that anointing comes upon them because they're anointed to do God's business. They're anointed to be about God's business. I just pray in the name of Jesus and thank you, Father, for this opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brian. We appreciate you praying, and I set myself in agreement with you concerning these businessmen and businesswomen, and I know that you're out there, and we just speak a blessing upon them. We pray that they will be encouraged and blessed today. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.